Finally, I'd like to talk about a special type of bond called a zero-coupon bond. Zero-coupon bonds are just that. They make no coupon payments throughout the bond's life. They just have a principal payment at the end of the bond's maturity. Think about what type of financing situations would be appropriate for a zero-coupon bond. Well, given that the firm is not required to make any interest payments during the bond's life, any type of investment that the firm makes in which the firm does not expect to receive any intermediate cash inflows might be an appropriate situation for zero-coupon bonds. For example, if a developer is developing a strip mall, they may use a zero-coupon bond because they don't want to have to make any interest payments while they're getting all of the units rented out. So here's a situation here that we can look on a timeline where we invest $10,000 today, expect to get back $300,000 over 30 years. This would be an example of a zero-coupon bond. To calculate the interest rate on this, this becomes an interest rate problem similar to what we worked in time value of money. So in this case, we put in present value of negative $10,000. The future value is $300,000. There are 30 time periods, and we're calculating an interest rate. And the interest rate you should get here is 12% for this zero coupon bond.